go to TotalAirFL.com.
You are listening to the Slippery Slope of Lipids right here on News Radio 1580 WCCF. This is brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center in Port Charlotte. It is a live call-in show, so please feel free to give us a call, 941-206-1580, or toll-free, 888-441-1580. You can always listen to the show online at WCCFAM.com or on the iHeartRadio app. And sitting in this morning for Dr. Triana is Jennifer. Jennifer, good morning.
How good morning to you.
I'm good. It's been a busy morning. Yourself?
Yeah, you almost forgot about.
I did. You weren't supposed to tell. That was behind the scenes. You weren't supposed to tell on me. I did almost forget about you this morning. I apologize for that. We're running around a little bit this morning, but had kindergarten starting this morning, year-round school here in Punta Gorda. My middle one went to kindergarten today.
Oh, big day then.
It was a big day. The boo-hoo breakfast wasn't so boo-hoo. It was just, and my if you know anything about my middle one, which he's a very active child, and he was so docile this morning, wouldn't say a word, nothing.
So he was nervous probably.
Yeah, which is good for the teacher for today. It'll be bad in about a week.
Oh, no.
She'll be calling for that kid to come back. So,
all right.
So we got a good show ready.
Yes.
We're going to talk a little bit about immunizations today.
Yes.
I almost couldn't say that right. Immunizations.
And why it's important to know that it's not just for children.
Okay.
Us as adults also need to get vaccinated for various diseases. There's about 28 diseases that can be prevented by getting a vaccine.
That's a lot.
So some of them we get as a child and we never need again. Some you get every 10 years. Some you get as you are an older, as you're older, that, you know, isn't available for you as a child. So it's always important to be aware of what's hot topics kind of in the news and what's new on the market, what's been approved by the FDA, what we should be getting vaccinated for, who's at risk and who shouldn't. You know, if you have some serious health risk that says don't be vaccinated for a certain reason, either an allergy or a history or whatever.
Well, if you've got a question today about immunizations for Jennifer from the Triana Prevention Center, give us a call, 206-1580. 888-441-1580. Now, you mentioned there's some that we get as children but never need again. Is that because we get older and are able to fight these off naturally versus?
Yes, and the way the vaccine is formulated, it's just that you don't need ongoing vaccinations to prevent or to protect you.
Okay.
Primarily because probably we've built up an immunity from the vaccine that we were given.
Okay. Okay.
And that's a vaccine is not necessarily live. Most of them aren't live. So you're not like giving someone the actual chickenpox vaccine, for example, although that was a bad example. Pertussis.
Okay.
Okay. We vaccinate our children against pertussis. Anyone under six, you get that, which causes whooping cough. Which
we were just discussing in the 2 minutes that we had before we came on air, because I was mentioning I have a 8-week-old baby at home, and all of my family that go to one doctor have already gotten the whooping cough pertussis shot. My wife and I, who live with the baby on a daily basis, have not.
And that's probably for two reasons. You either didn't know about it.
That would be one, yes.
Or you haven't been back to your healthcare provider.
That would be both, yes.
Or maybe your healthcare provider hasn't said to you, do you have a small child? Maybe you need to get vaccinated. And maybe they don't offer it in their office because vaccines are expensive to keep on hand also.
Oh,
if you're not giving them out readily, then the shelf life expires and then it's no good to anyone.
Sure, sure.
So anyone under six gets it, but there is a beginning time in the child's life where they're too young to get vaccinated with the pertussis to prevent them from whooping cough. So all of those who are caring for the baby, the parents, the grandparents, the child care providers, if you're taking them to a daycare, your health care workers, if you take them into the office and the nurse is sick and, you know, exposing your child also.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, to know that they're protecting us
a little bit. Pertussis, the vaccine, is actually in with the tetanus and diphtheria vaccine. So you can actually get all three of them in one shot.
Okay.
Which we should be getting every The tetanus and diphtheria we need to be getting every 10 years for prophylaxis. How many people can even remember when's the last time they got their tetanus shot?
Well, that was one of my questions, was I know the three are combined together.
Yes. Which that one you only need one time.
The pertussis you only need one time. Okay.
Yes.
So let's say we've had our tetanus shot within 10 years.
Yes.
But it's lumped in with the other. Is it okay to get that tetanus again?
Definitely ask your healthcare provider, because by all means, I am not a physician. My background is in public health, and, you know, there's always stipulations around when to vaccinate again. But, you know, if you cut yourself within that 10 period time, we're going to give you the tetanus shot anyway. If you go to the ER and you have a puncture wound, they're going to give you probably a tetanus again because you don't know when your last one is.
Yeah, can't remember.
Right. So it's probably not going to harm you to get it early, so that way your children are protected.
But always talk to your healthcare provider.
Right.
We'll make that clear off front.
My goal is just to put the awareness that these things are there, and maybe you should start asking or researching. You know, the CDC has a great website, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. You can look up anything there that's credible. The FDA has everything you want to know and more about the safety of a vaccine, because that's another myth. You get something from the shot, or the ingredients, you know, cause autism. Well, that really hasn't ever been proven, and the risks do not outweigh the benefit of getting the vaccine.
Okay.
You know,
I've heard that before. That conversation has come up before.
Right.
More recently than, you know, previously, you know, more recently.
Because there's actually 50,000 annual deaths that are caused by preventable diseases if you were to have gotten vaccinated, which is pretty impressive for those who say, I'm not going to get vaccinated, or I'm not going to get my children vaccinated because I don't want to cause another problem for them. Well, then they're going to school. And they're around how many kids in kindergarten?
Yeah.
With runny noses, don't know how to wash their hands.
There's no germs in kindergarten.
Right. Don't know how to wash their hands, sharing toys, whatever, right? So you're going to take that risk over the risk of getting a very monitored vaccine that, even though the vaccine is licensed and on the market, it is continual, the research that goes on for the safety of it. So it's not like it's out there and then they never look at it again.
Right. Okay.
So another big one that's in the news right now is Zostavax, which is for shingles.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen going down the road, like Walgreens on the way here said shingles vaccine available?
Okay.
It's for everyone over the age of 60.
That would not be you and I.
No. But hi, Dad. If you're listening,
yes.
Have you gotten your Zostavax?
Dad, you as well.
Because are we at risk for getting shingles? If you've had chickenpox, you're at risk for getting shingles. Once we have the chickenpox outbreak as a child or whenever, that virus lays dormant, and then due to age or immunity or just for no reason at all, then you can get a shingles outbreak.
Now, the shingles disease, or however we want to say that, that's... From what I understand, that's pretty powerful. I mean, it hurts and stuff a lot more than getting the chicken pox did.
It can be debilitating.
Ooh.
The rash goes away, but then you can have the nerve pain, which is called post-herpetic neuralgia, for up to 30 days, years even.
Interesting. Well, we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning. My wife got the shingles vaccine a couple years ago. And she went to her doctor to get it, and he said that he did not carry it in stock and it had to be ordered from the pharmacy. So she went down, I think it was either Walgreens or one of the big chain pharmacies, and ordered the vaccine. And it came in frozen, alive. It had to be administered within like 30 minutes of it being opened up, and it was $250 for this shot. Have they done something on the price of this stuff? Is it still a live, frozen vaccine?
It is still frozen. It is still considered live. And I'm glad you brought up the insurance side of it, because I know at the Triana Prevention Center, we work very hard with you so that you don't have to put that money out of pocket. Or if you do put it out of pocket, we make it so that you can get a majority of that money back for a couple of reasons. It's not covered by Medicare. So the first thing someone says is, I don't want the Zostavax, I'll take my risk because I don't have $250 to put up, right?
Right.
That's pretty common. Okay, so it's covered either by your secondary insurance, most likely. If it is your pharmacy benefit, we can actually write a prescription. We actually send ours to the medicine shop because the medicine shop is able to deliver it to our office frozen, and then we can administer it. So your prescription coverage has paid for it, but your doctor is actually administering it. So it's probably minimal to no out-of-pocket cost. If your insurance does cover it, if you have something other than Medicare, we do have to order it. We order it from Merck, the company who makes it. It gets delivered to our office frozen. We call and say, come get it. And then sometimes it's only a copay that you have to pay, maybe $20. Sometimes, you know, it does go to your deductible. But okay. there are ways around it, and don't use that as an excuse not to get it.
Okay. Well, if you got insurance. If you don't, it's an expensive shot, I guess.
Yes, it is $250 if you don't have insurance, and that's how much the vaccine costs. There hardly is any profit on doing that.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, that answered my question.
You can always look at the health department. For those listening who don't have insurance, they do have an immunization program available. You know, that's always an option.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that, you know, we're so caught up, and it is a conversation for a different show, but the insurance versus not insurance, that type of thing. I think the one thing that people forget sometimes is that there are programs out there for people who do not have insurance.
Yes.
I used to, in a previous life, work for pharmaceutical companies, a couple of them different. And I know that one of the things that they had was some couponing program type things or discount programs as well. You know, if you don't have insurance, maybe Merck has something. I don't know for sure, but you know, the health departments is another avenue to at least check out because, as Jennifer's mentioned a couple of times, it's better to figure out how to get it than not get it and suffer with it.
Right. It's better to prevent it, obviously, than to treat it, because other than treating the pain that you get from the nerve pain from the rash, we can't do anything to lessen the rash or the blister or the size of the outbreak that shingles is. So it's painful. It's a blister. It's not necessarily contagious. But like if you had the open blister and then you were around someone who had never had chicken pox, they could get the chicken pox and then later be at risk for shingles. But one in three people are going to get shingles in their life. One out of those five people who get the outbreak are going to have that long-term nerve pain.
I want to be one of the two of the three that doesn't.
That doesn't get it. Well, then you need to get vaccinated
when I'm 60.
When you're 60.
I got a few years. If you have a question for Jennifer of the Triana Prevention Center here on the Slippery Slope of Lipids, give us a call, 206-1580, 1-888-441-1580. Let me try that again, 888-441-1580. So what are some of the other adult immunizations? Because I have three children, so child vaccinations are always a conversation, but I'm an adult. Okay. What should I be getting?
We should be getting the flu shot every year.
Yes, that is a key.
How many people get the flu shot? We hear a lot of, I'm not going to get the flu shot because I don't want to get the flu. That is not accurate statement.
That sort of seems kind of backwards.
The flu shot that we offer in our office is not the live virus. So we're just helping you build up your immunity.
Okay.
So unlike the shingles vaccine where you only need it once, the flu shot we need every year because every year it's a new formulation based on last year's flu viruses that were recorded. They kind of take that information and then make a new vaccine that's going to help you protect more than, say, the virus that was circulating 10 years ago.
Okay.
So the CDC says that we should be getting it as soon as possible. As soon as it's made available, get it.
When is that usually?
You should start to be seeing it August, first part of September. So that's right around the corner. Especially a lot of people travel at Christmas to see, you know, family members or whatever. You want to be vaccinated before you leave.
That would be nice.
Yeah, because we say give it 2 weeks to be fully effective.
Okay.
Get it anywhere. You know, it used to be you could only get it at your doctor's office, but now you can get it at Walmart or wherever.
Is there an age on that they should, shouldn't, don't do?
There is no age.
Okay.
6 months is the okay. 6 months and older.
Like with the shingles, it's over 60. Yeah. I didn't know.
No, 6 months and older. Got so it. For all
so
adults.
Pretty much everybody.
There is no excuse. Obviously, we can't give it to you if you have cold symptoms, so we would tell you to come back.
Okay.
Which I'm glad I just said that, because like the shingles, even if you've had a shingles outbreak, we make you wait 90 days, but then we can still vaccinate you with the Zostavax vaccine to hopefully help. If you did happen to get another outbreak, it might be less severe.
So shingles isn't, sorry to go back to that.
Yeah,
that
sorry to be jumping
okay.
around.
But going back to that, shingles. We know with chickenpox, you get it once for the most part.
Right.
And then you're done. You don't get it again.
Right.
Is shingles the same way, or it sounds as though it could be a reoccurrence?
It can be a reoccurrence.
Well, that would stink.
Yes.
Eek.
And one time it could be a mild outbreak and you think, oh, that wasn't bad. And next time it could be 10 times worse. It can even happen in your eye. So we wouldn't want you to be blind because you had shingles in your eye if we could have helped get the vaccine. And please ask your healthcare provider. We are there to help you. We want to get it to you any way, shape, or form. So if it meant making a few extra phone calls so that we could get it under your pharmacy benefit and getting it delivered to us, we at the Triana Prevention Center do not mind that at all. It is not a bothersome. We would rather you get it than not because of finances.
What's your phone number over there real quick?
It's 625-1990.
625-1990. If you got questions, give them a call. Yep. If you want to call here, ask us on the air, 206-1580, 888-441-1580.
We are going to have the flu vaccine this year. It's already ordered. And I know previous years, sometimes there's a back order or you can't. It's like it's out of stock everywhere because of a shortage.
There's a rush to getting it.
There is no shortage expected this year.
Okay.
So you should be able to get it readily. Along with the flu shot, what about your pneumonia shot?
There's a pneumonia shot?
There is a pneumonia shot, which protects us against the bacteria that causes pneumonia.
Okay. I did not know that.
There are two different vaccines, and I'm not going to get into the difference of them, but just know that they're available.
Okay.
And that we should be getting them. Obviously, there's some people at higher risk to get them, like if you've had your spleen removed or if you have a low immunity for whatever reason, if you have asthma, they might say get it. We can get one to do two doses between the age of 19 and 64. And then over the age of 65, you only need one and then you wouldn't need another one.
Okay.
Okay. So that's going to help hopefully keep you out of the hospital with pneumonia or even having to be treated as outpatient with pneumonia.
Either way, it stinks.
Either way, yeah. You don't want it.
Just go get the pneumonia
shot.
If
we can decrease your risk, then that's what we're here to do.
That's awesome. Well, we have another caller. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, good morning. The shingles vaccine, I was interested in getting that. I had gone to my physician, and it was told that it would be administered by him, but I must pick it up myself. I tried five pharmacies before I found one that was able to carry it, and it comes in two vials. One is a powder and one is a liquid that has to be mixed at the doctor's office. Now, with Medicare and Part D, there was still nearly $70 for that product.
Oh, that's not there we go. For the caller before, that's not too bad for both there.
I'm glad you found it. I'm sorry that your physician didn't help kind of point you in the right direction for getting it. So gold star to you for putting up with the aggravation to find one to do it.
But with the doctor's office, they didn't have a suggestion. They didn't know who would carry it. But with thought that someone like Target or Walmart or Publix would have it, they didn't. I actually found that at a small pharmacy here in Port Charlotte.
Yeah, we use the medicine shop in Port Charlotte because they actually deliver it to us frozen so the patient doesn't even have to worry about getting in the middle of it.
Well, that was Charlotte Pharmacy.
Oh, good.
On 41 that had it.
Good.
All right, and there you go. But it was about $70 for the injection.
And were you okay with paying that for the risk that it was going to help?
I wasn't happy about it. But
we never are we?
Right. But your decision to do it was probably more important than the money.
Yes. Thank you for calling.
Have a good day.
I think that's just it. I mean, you know, we don't like having to fork out any money. I don't like having to pay for my car, right. You know, but I have to. You know,
right.
It's sort of the rule. Same thing with this. I think there's, as you have mentioned a couple of times today, is the benefit of getting it.
The benefit of putting $70 or even $250 to get the vaccine, if that means you don't have to go to the emergency room on Sunday for the severe pain that the rash is causing, I think right there you've got your money's worth.
Yep. I would sign up.
You know, in healthcare, we work really hard to keep you out of the emergency room setting for the out-of-pocket expense to top the list.
Sure.
But then, you know, to come to your primary care and get the knowledge on the front end so that you don't have to suffer on the back end is our ultimate goal.
Absolutely.
We're there to help.
Absolutely.
You know? And just like anyone else, I'm sure in town is there to help. But that's where we really try at the Triana Prevention Center is to be on the forefront of what's going on. We want to educate and promote and prevent.
Well, that's what I love about your name is a prevention center, because I think too many times we react, whether it's with shots or it's treatment or it's, oh, I've got this ache or pain. Well, you know, whatever. But right. You're the prevention center where people can come to try and eliminate the problems before they get there.
Because we want you to have more good years.
Quality of life.
Quality of life. We want to be good.
You got questions for Jennifer from the Triana Prevention Center? Give us a call, 206-1580-888-441-1580.
All right. Another vaccine. If you're a female, or even now it's been approved by the FDA for males, but only of a certain age group, to prevent yourself against HPV, which the vaccine is called Gardasil.
And what is that? What is HPV?
The human papillomavirus.
Good thing I didn't have to say that.
So it's spread by contact, and I don't want to get into the
contact.
The on-air way, but you know, we're all aware of.
It's a sexually transmitted disease.
Yes.
There we go. I'll say it. It's okay. We're safe.
Okay, so it's for girls 11 to 12, as young as 11 to 12, even 9. That way you're treated or protected before you're exposed, because the risk of getting it increases with the risk, the number of partners you have. But then it's also for those who might have already been exposed, or if you've been treated with some kind of HPV, which there's certain viruses. I don't know what I want to say here. The Gardasil protects you against a couple of the viruses that are encompassed in HPV.
Okay.
So it's not just protecting you against one strain, if that makes sense. Okay, so one of those viruses causes cervical cancer. That is the second leading cancer death for women.
Wow.
So this vaccine is a series of 3 shots, but will help protect you against getting cervical cancer.
Okay, very good.
So now the FDA has even said young men, adolescents can get it. That way they're protecting themselves as well as their partners as well.
Okay. I hadn't heard. I knew about the females and the,
yes,
you know, the young girls getting that shot, but I did not hear about the males. Interesting. Okay. What else do we have for adults or young adults? I mean,
Not
too much else?
No, not really as far as vaccines.
Okay.
Get them.
Right.
Ask questions. I know that the Gardasil, like the Zostavax, is hard to talk people into for the insurance purpose.
Okay.
The insurance side of it. A lot of it goes to the deductible.
Well, let's talk about that for just a second, because I think one of the things that me as a patient, and this is a generalization of people in general, are afraid to ask and say, hey, listen, you know, they just say, oh, I'll go get it, or ma'am, I'll think about it. You know, we know how that is. We're being sold something. You know, we say,
right,
oh, we'll think about it. And
right,
yeah,
or
we're never calling that person back.
Or I got to put more money out of my pocket.
Exactly.
I already pay so much money
for
insurance.
I deal in sales every day when people go,
right,
oh, yeah, we'll think about it and call you back. I know what that means. But the question then, you need to ask the question. And I think that that's one of the key points from today is, ask the question of your healthcare provider, the nursing staff, the billing staff, whomever in the office that you're going to, how you can maybe save some money. Because there are ways to save money out there. Right. You just have to look for them.
You have to, right. And explore all your avenues.
And you have to ask. I'm not working for you guys don't necessarily know what somebody's financial situation is, whether or not they can afford the 250, 70, 80, whatever the number is.
And, you know, we don't care if you can even afford the 250. We're there to help to save just even $10, you know, whether that be a coupon card or finding a cheaper pharmacy or. Yeah. So
you guys are willing to work. And if somebody says to you, listen, I want to get whatever it is, the shingles vaccine or the HPV Gardasil, I want to get that. But listen, I don't know if I can afford this. Or right. Can you help me?
Yes.
Don't look at it as an embarrassment, correct?
Right. Don't be ashamed at all to ask for help. In our office, we'll volunteer the help before you even have a chance to answer.
That's nice. That's a nice concept.
Because we know how expensive it is.
Sure.
And we want you to get it because we know how important it is and we believe in the vaccination or the prevention period. So, but yes, please say, I need help getting it. I want to get it, but I don't know if I can afford it. Ask about a payment plan even. Like the Gardasil is a series of three vaccines.
Okay.
So you can pay, maybe you can pay for each one. Unfortunately, you have to pay for all three of them. It's not like one global fee. But maybe you can set up something like that, too. Or try the health department.
Another good resource.
Because the health department has every vaccine known.
Okay.
Just like if you were traveling to another country, there's a whole list of if you're going to country ABC, these are the vaccines you need to have before you leave the USA.
Wow. I've heard that before. It's crazy if you travel, especially some of the third world African type countries where they're like, here's your list.
I know we have a lot of patients who do mission trips. So they're always saying, I'm going to Guatemala. What do I need? Well, unfortunately, there's so many countries and so many vaccines that we don't keep them on hand.
Right, absolutely.
But we will refer you to the health department. There's also on the CDC's website, if you're going to this country, this is what you need.
Okay.
So the information is there. Ask. If you don't know how to find it, we'll find it for you.
Well, we got about 2 minutes left. What's the number again to get in touch with the Prevention Center, Triana Prevention Center?
It's 625-1990.
Okay. And that's for anybody who
needs? Anyone and everyone will answer. We don't,
They're not charging you by the question.
Yeah, no.
They will answer your question.
Inquire. Say, hey, I heard this on the radio program. I'm not your patient, but can you help me? As long as it's not medical decision making, we can point you in the right direction or answer, give you the question that you need to ask your healthcare provider. Say, listen, ask your doctor this, and they should be able to find the answer for you.
And what's the one thing in the last minute here that you want people to take away from today's show? What's the one thing that you want?
I want you to be your own advocate or your own family's advocate. Go with your parents to the doctor if they're elderly. Ask your child's provider. Ask your provider. I'm this old. I'm exposed to this. Can I get this vaccine or is there something for me?
Okay. There you go. 625-1990. Give them a call over at the Triana Prevention Center in Port Charlotte. Where are you guys located?
We are on Harbor Boulevard.
Okay.
Kind of across from the American Legion and the Bowling Alley.
I know exactly where that is. Very easy to find right there at Harbor Boulevard, 625-1990, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes. I got it by the end of the show. Jennifer, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you. And hope everyone has a good weekend.
And Dr. Triana, will talk to you next week.
Yes, she will be back to talk about Know Your Body.
Excellent. Sounds good. Until next week.
Welcome to your introduction and guide to New Vision, a success.